And now the good news. Here it is, Friday again, and we're kicking it off with some great, fun, interesting stories that will help us to have hope that our world is actually doing a-okay. All right, well, let's start with our little furry friend here. So Ms. Lynn experienced a stroke of fortune when her dog, seemingly on a mission of his own, wandered into a lottery shop and picked a winning ticket. Huh, I need to get my pets better trained, I think. So Lynn recounted the charming tale of how her day took an unexpected turn. While shopping, her golden retriever managed to get off his leash and dashed into a nearby lottery shop. When Lynn caught up with her dog, she discovered it had bitten one of the lottery tickets placed on the table. And due to the dog's teeth marks on the scratch ticket, she had no choice but to buy the ticket. Little did she know that seemingly playful act would unveil a winning prize of a thousand yen, maybe? I'm not sure. I was so surprised, she said, I've never won such a large sum of money in a lottery. And the following day, Lynn decided to test her luck again. She brought her pup back to the lottery shop and let him choose a ticket with a playful bite and won an additional 30. So never know. Maybe it's time to take your dog shopping. You never know what things you might win. All right. Keeping with pets and all the wonderful things they do, there's a public library that had the genius idea of March Meowness. Yes. So this is from Worcester, Massachusetts. In a feline-friendly initiative that's taking Worcester by storm, the public library has introduced March Meowness, Felines for Fee Forgiveness. I don't know who comes up with this stuff. I love it. This innovative program is not only about putting smiles on the faces of library patrons, but also turning cat pictures into a currency for fee forgiveness. I know I've been late on my fees a couple times. So this, the concept, delightful as it sounds, if you find yourself facing overdue fees for lost or damaged books, all you need to do is send in a picture of your cat to wipe the slate clean. The library took to Facebook to announce the heartwarming campaign, stating, "Today's the day. We've got 1 month of fee forgiveness for lost or damaged items. Show us a picture of your cat, a famous cat, a picture you drew of a cat, any cat, and we will forgive your fees on your account." The response has been nothing short of astounding, with cat lovers and library patrons enthusiastically sharing snapshots of their furry friends to reclaim their library privileges. The library staff has been inundated with hundreds of cat photos, creating a delightful collage that adorns a dedicated wall in the library. How fun is that? I'll tell you, creativity, a remarkable thing. All right, so dinosaurs. Well, they've been gone for a while, for sure. But a family was strolling along an eroded beach at sunset when they discovered a trove of 8 huge dinosaur footprints. Yes, that's them. Vicky Ballinger and her 2 kids were stunned by the sight in England after high tides and heavy rains had worn away the sand, exposing the rock underneath. The area from Bexhill-on-Sea to Fairlight has become known for its track casts and prints of dinosaurs. "I grew up in Bexhill and I've never seen these ones before," says Vicky. "I believe that the iguanodon footprints," they're not T-Rex tracks because they weren't, T-Rex wasn't in England, but Vicky went to the local museum with her discovery and they're investigating further. She also uploaded her video to YouTube. The kids loved that they could see the tracks of a dinosaur and walked where it walked. It was very exciting. How cool is that? To find fossils of that age, and that would be pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. All right. Well, you gotta love when strangers do really kind, good, and beautiful things. So for years, Bill walked 6 miles to work until a woman picked him up and gave him a lift. So for years, in the rain or cold, Bill walked 6 miles to work at the local Walmart as a night shift janitor. But that all changed the day a woman stopped and offered him a ride. Christy Conrad learned that despite being legally blind, he possessed a steadfast determination to trudge in any kind of weather in order to work. "I picked him up in 9 degrees the other morning," said Christy, who also learned that he used to ride a bike until he got hit by a car. But Christy has her own family and couldn't always be there. So she started a Facebook group to seek other volunteers who could give him a lift. Mr. Bill's Village soon attracted over 1,000 members who wanted to keep an eye out for the man walking in a camouflage jacket at sunrise or sunset. One group member said it's now like a competition. Who can give Bill a ride today? This is a happy competition. There's a lot of good people in this world all over the place. And after seeing the news story, Christy cried, but all happy tears. "I hope if anyone takes anything from this, it would be to use the golden rule. Treat others the way you would want to be treated. When you see a need, fill it if possible. Because if you saw it, it's probably yours to do." Well, on that note, let's take a short little commercial break, and then we'll be right back with more good news here on the New Thought Media Network. Don't go away.
Change when you change the way you look at things. The things you look at change when you change the way you look at things. The things you look at change when you change the way you look at things. The things you look at change when you change the way you look at things. The things you look at change.
And now more good news. Well, talk about good news. Yellowstone National Park got $40 million. Yeah, that's a little drop in the bucket, eh? $40 million for employee housing. How great is that? It was an anonymous donation. The National Park Service have joyously unveiled a monumental $40 million donation aimed at expanding and upgrading employee housing at Yellowstone National Park. And it's really important because, you know, having state-of-the-art modular units for people to live in, they said they've always had pressing concern for affordable housing for their staff. So this crucial investment comes at a time when national parks nationwide are grappling with the challenge of providing quality housing for their dedicated workforce. Park Superintendent Cam Sholey told the news, "I can count at least 5 critical positions where we've tried to recruit, but we got turned down by the applicant because of a lack of housing. This $40 million is going to make a huge, huge impact for the parks, but more importantly, for the staff who work there. So what a great gift. And construction of these new housing units is going to begin later this year. So this is a beautiful, beautiful gift. And who knew? I didn't even know there was a need. So great information. Well, I live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I'm delighted to say that the bald eagle has returned to our city. In fact, a bald eagle nest was found for the first time in history. Yes, in history. So in a landmark moment for Toronto's ecosystem, the Toronto and Region Conservation Authority, known as the TRCA, has joyously announced the discovery of the city's inaugural recorded bald eagle nest, making a historic chapter in local wildlife preservation. The revelation comes as a testament. Testament to the remarkable resurgence of the bald eagle population, as just last year, these majestic birds were successfully removed from the list of at-risk species in the province of Ontario here in Canada. This extraordinary achievement showcases the noteworthy comeback for the species, highlighting the effectiveness of conservation efforts in the region, making sure we look after our land, our air, our water, and all species. It's important. The presence of the bald eagle nest in the heart of Toronto not only symbolizes the species' recovery, but also serves as a tangible indicator of a flourishing environment. It underscores the positive impact of extensive ecological restoration initiatives undertaken by the TRCA, creating conditions conducive for these iconic birds to thrive and nest within the city limits. Yay, we have eagles! I love it. I love it. I think that's great news. Okay, so this is a funny story. I got such a chuckle out of this story when I read it. So, you know, sit back, get comfy, because this one's got a few parts to it. So a woman tries to sell her stupid coffee table, but something magical happens instead. In the unpredictable world of online selling, a recent Facebook Marketplace post took an unexpected turn for a woman who had just experienced a tough breakup. Little did she know that her attempt to part with a seemingly stupid coffee table would lead to an outpouring of kindness, support, and a newfound appreciation for the quirks of life. So, stupid table, $100. The woman, grappling with the end of a relationship, decided to sell the coffee table for $100, and here is the description that went with it. Stupid table in excellent condition. It's stupid because it's too tall for my couch to be a coffee table and too short to be anything else, but mostly because it reminds me of my ex. It's really solid and durable, unlike this past situationship. And from IKEA. And I don't have the original product page because they stopped selling it, but it was around $250. It is about 42 inches long, 24 wide, and 23 high, asking for $100 or best offer and willing to trade. Legs come off easily, no hardware required. As you can see, my cat loves it and wishes we could keep it, but he also felt the same way about my ex, so his opinion can't be trusted. Please come take it off my hands so I don't descend into madness every time I look at it. Thanks in advance. So over 500 messages, somebody even asking about her cat and commenting on the cat's dad bod. So she writes a response. Some edits after receiving 500 plus messages, but still no serious offer to buy my stupid table. One, no, the table doesn't come with Felix, my cat. Just look at him. Does he look like the kind of guy who can be bought? In his world, and we're all just living in it, in my case, quite literally, since he's kind enough to let me live in his apartment. Number two, no, Felix does not have a dad bod. He's just really fluffy. In his own words, if you want to call me daddy, at least buy me dinner first. So for your information, she gives his choice of wet food and churro salmon treats. He does, however, want you to know that he loves the compliments, so keep him coming. Many have suggested I just get rid of it, the table, but I'm very determined to get $100 out of it to put towards a new coffee table. It's my consolation prize for being ghosted, and it'll make me feel very accomplished. Besides, I've spilled too much of my personal life on the World Wide Web. At this point, there's no turning back. By the way, you're still reading this. Wow. One kind person offered to Venmo me a portion of the price to get rid of it. And I said, no way. But then she said, what if 100 strangers Venmoed you $1 each? And I thought, hey, that's reasonable. Anyway, if you care to take down my Venmo, in the minute I reach $100, I'll post an update. So full update to come. Unbelievably so, the 100 target has been reached. I'm absolutely blown away by the outpouring kindness and support I've been shown, and I'm still in disbelief at all that's unfolded since no one would see it. Felix and I are a honey richer, but the real treasure is the friends we made along the way. So 1,000+ sweet, hilarious, and inspiring messages. And all the people who sent in a dollar, maybe this table wasn't so stupid after all. I think that's hilarious. And it's amazing how by making a funny comment or making something into a funny comment, you can generate some good response. All right. So here is a great health story. New cheap non-invasive test for oral cancer definitely tackles a difficult to diagnose disease with results in just 30 minutes. How great is that? So this test could potentially save millions of lives. Oral cancers and precancerous mouth lesions are considered especially difficult to diagnose early and accurately. The biopsies are expensive, invasive, and stressful for the patient and can lead to complications. They're also not feasible if repeated screenings of the same lesion are required. But a team of researchers led by a clinician scientist at Case Western Reserve University School of Dental Medicine has discovered a simpler, low-cost test to detect the cancer and monitor precancerous lesions while determining when a biopsy is warranted. And the results can be determined within 30 minutes. Wow, that is great news. The findings are based on a scoring system linked to the levels of two proteins in the cells, which can be brushed from suspicious oral lesions at dental clinics or by ear, nose, and throat doctors. One of the proteins is expressed at high levels in early stage oral cancer, while the second is low or unchanged. The ratio of one to the other found in the lesion site over the ratio of the two proteins on the opposite normal site generates a score, and that score determines whether or not there's a risk of cancer. So that sounds like a really awesome thing to be able to just check in that way rather than doing biopsies, which could be dangerous. I love it. I'll tell you, scientists, people are smart. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? All right. So back to weight loss. Sorry. How self-compassion can help people achieve weight loss goals despite setbacks and resume dieting faster. So losing weight is extremely difficult. I can attest to that because high calorie, delicious food is widely available. And despite best intentions, it's common to wind up overeating. And these setbacks can be frustrating and demoralizing, often leading to the abandonment of goals. A study of 140 overweight or obese adults enrolled in a weight loss program found that higher levels of self-compassion, particularly self-kindness, were linked to reduced negative feelings following a dietary lapse. Individuals who practice self-kindness tended to feel less guilty and more positive about themselves during or despite the setback. Afterward, they reported feeling more in command of their eating habits, suggesting that self-compassion can help people regain a sense of agency after a lapse. The research at Drexel University found that when study participants had more self-compassion responses to their lapses, they reported better mood, self-control over their eating and exercise behavior in the hours that followed the lapse. So self-love, good thing. I think we already knew that though, didn't we? Love yourself enough, you begin to treat yourself lovingly. So love that article. That's really, really good news. All right, here's a harrowing thing here. So this truck driver, I don't know how she did it, but she is dangling off a bridge. That must have been terrifying. Dramatic footage from downtown Louisville, Kentucky last week showed a semi-tractor trailer truck dangling over the water after nearly plummeting off the Clark Memorial Bridge. The Louisville Fire Department was on the scene within 3 minutes and devised a plan to rescue the driver, who was still trapped inside. Fire Chief Brian O'Neill said the rescue method used is known as a pickoff. When firefighter Bryce Carden was lowered with a harness and reached the driver, she was still belted into the truck's cab. Thanks to a tremendous team effort, the woman was safely back on the bridge within 40 minutes. I'll bet that was the longest 40 minutes of her life. The first responders did an amazing job, said the department. All credit goes to these folks, O'Neill said, gesturing to a line of fire department members behind them. They train for this stuff all the time. So she is incredibly fortunate that the semi-truck threaded the needle of these bridge stanchions getting wedged in there. And that's probably what saved her life, the fact it couldn't really go anywhere. Okay, this is the best story of the night, the weirdest story of the night, the most highly improbable story of the night. All right, these two gentlemen, handsome fellas, well, they met each other for the first time on a flight, and it turns out they have the same names, first and last, same hobbies, same hometowns, same place they like to travel to. I know this, and they even dress similarly, look similar. I mean, they look like they could be brothers. A man was stunned recently to discover his doppelganger seated next to him on an airplane flight. And not only do the two look alike, they found out they have the same name, hobbies, and mutual friends. I know, who knew? Mark Garland arrived at the check-in desk at Heathrow Airport for a flight to Bangkok, Thailand, when staff informed him that he had already checked in. After 40 minutes, staff finally figured out that there were two Mark Garlands on the flight. I said, look, I'm Mark Garland, showing him my passport. And he started laughing and opened his passport and showed me his name. We have identical names. That was just the beginning. When they came face to face, they realized they looked remarkably similar, both wearing black and donning shaved heads. I go to the desk and there's a bloke who looks just like me. Then the 58-year-old arrived at his seat to find the other Mark Garland seated right next to him. The bus driver from Wiltshire spent 11 hours chatting with his new pal, a 62-year-old builder who lives just 34 miles away from Mark in Bristol. So close that sometimes Mark gets on the other Mark's bus route. Both of the men have 4 kids, but are currently single, and they even have a friend in common. A colleague of the younger Mark drinks with Mark the elder at the local pub. Perhaps most bizarre, both men absolutely love Thailand, having visited more than a dozen times each. We were so shocked by how strange it was. We both kept laughing and smiling about it. It made me happy. The other man agreed, it was crazy. I have never known anything like it. I was thinking, what is going on? I thought somebody was winding me up. Their personalities matched up well too. After getting through the line for boarding, they both burst out laughing when they see they were seated next to each other. He's like me. I've got a character and I love winding people up. We are the same. The both were going on a 3 to 4 week vacation in Thailand on March 2nd when they discovered the coincidence. And they decided to meet up for a beer in Thailand and get to know each other just a little bit better. I love that story. That is just the freakiest thing you ever want to hear. And then there's this one. We'll finish off with this tonight. A wonderful couple away for a little vacation, come back to find out that they have a new roof on their house. Unexpected new roof. Scott and Deborah said are really impressed with their home's new shingled roof. It's hail resistant and it lowered their homeowner's insurance. Woo! The only thing was they didn't order a roof. It was put on their house, if one can believe such a thing, completely by mistake. The contractors at Graco Family Roofing Construction were probably 80% finished taking the old roof off when they realized that contingencies and protocols that had stood for 30 years to prevent such a thing from happening had failed, and that they had just torn the roof off of the wrong house. 5 hours away on a business trip, the centers got a shocking phone call. Had to be humble, said Doug Gray, the owner of Graco Roofing. We made a mistake, and here's what we can do to fix it. It was pretty funny, remarked Scott. They were very gracious, very sweet, and great. They understood. A little shocked, obviously. Coming home, the couple thought Doug and his team had done a phenomenal job, with Scott mentioning that if they hadn't received the call, they probably wouldn't have even noticed the new roof after they got home. And despite Mr. Gray's roof goof, the couple actively recommend his service to anyone looking to replace their roof for both the quality and, more importantly, the honesty. How cool is that? Go on a business trip and come home to a brand new roof on your house. Now, having replaced a roof on my house once, it can be costly. Well, everybody, that's it for this Friday night. And more good news to come next week. So be sure to stick around, come back every week, check out the stories that we've got for you, and just know how remarkable, precious, and imaginative you are. And just think of what it is you could do in this big, beautiful world if you just thought about it for a minute, listened to the intuition, did whatever was coming up. Well, lots of opportunity ahead. Thank you so much for being here. You're watching the good news here on the New Thought Media Network. And be sure to like, share, and subscribe. And keep in mind, we're here every week, 5 o'clock Mountain Time. Yes, I have to think about it. I'm in the Eastern time zone. 5 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Eastern. And depending where you are in the world, you're always welcome here. Have a wonderful week. Know that you are loved. See you next time. Bye for now.
On behalf of everyone at New Thought Media Network, thank you for being a member of our virtual family. Your financial contributions help share the New Thought message with people from around the world. Please visit and contribute at www.ntmedia.org/donate. New Thought Media Network. Come be you. And please like, share, and subscribe. Until next time, peace and blessings.